97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning from Growing Pains. Dr. Jason Seaver. Seriously, America's favorite TV dad. Alan Thick on the phone, live from L.A. And it's got to be early there.
Here in Los Angeles.
Oh,
it's
my.
Just Charlie Sheen coming home. it's still dark out here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I appreciate the early morning for you getting up and stuff. I definitely appreciate that. Obviously, everyone brings up Growing Pains and da-da-da-da-da. But you've been very busy since then. I mean, everything from How I Met Your Mother to the book.
I try to keep moving. You know, you can't hit a moving target. I did How I Met Your Mother, an episode that was on this week. It's a recurring role that I get to do every once in a while with them. Quite heroic to my 13-year-old because he loves the show.
Nice.
But and what they get away with, I don't mean to be all old school on you, but if anybody saw that episode this week, the generation after Growing Pains, we never could have gotten away with some of the stuff they do in primetime nowadays. The closing song of the episode this week was called Two Beavers Are Better Than One.
Well, obviously.
Which sort of summed up, it was like quadruple entendre by the end of the show, and quite funny. I mean, I love doing it, but God bless them, the evolution of the medium or the species or something.
Absolutely. We're talking to America's favorite TV dad, Alan Thick. You talk about what you can get away with now as opposed to what you get away with before. Growing Pains, family friendly. It was, everyone, you walk around and you just say, Alan Thick, everyone knows you as Dr. Jason Seaver. It was such a family. Everyone watched it together. Like back in the day, what was pushing the limit for you guys as compared to now? Like what was like, oh my God, I can't believe we did this on Growing Pains. And right now it's like, whatever.
Yeah, well, when you can imagine a dozen writers writing a family sitcom with all of the restrictions and censorship they had to deal with, the most fun they ever had was when they occasionally could slip something past the censors. For instance, and I think their proudest moment ever, which could send them into revels of hysterical giggling when nobody was around, was the fact that they could call the next door neighbor kid, his nickname was Boner.
Yep.
They somehow, because his real name was Stabone, the kid's name was Stabone.
Richard Milhouse Stabone.
They got that past the censors, and they loved and flattered themselves for 7 years over that fact.
Now, in the last couple seasons, didn't Kirk have like all kinds of issues as far as storylines because of his newfound religion, and it became really kind of hard to get stuff done with him being the prankster later on because of his religious stuff,
did.
Right?
He got evangelical, and to his credit, he put his money and his time and energy where his mouth is. You know, he's really been very faithful to his faith and to trying to make a difference, and you gotta love that about him. It did complicate some of the storylines in the last year or two. You may recall, in fact, that was one of the reasons they brought in Leonardo DiCaprio,
right,
to be a regular on the show and play kind of an adopted son of mine for a year, because they just couldn't do as many storylines with Kirk if he felt that it was kind of over the top and getting a little blue. And I told him, we were close, and I said, Kirk, if Growing Pains is too blue for you, then network television is going to be too blue for you, and you should take your fan base and that franchise and use that to go on Christian television with a sitcom and try to speak to your public and get a message out that way. But you're fighting an uphill battle with network TV if you think Growing Pains is too risque.
Absolutely. We're talking to Alan Thick. He's got a brand new book called How to Raise Kids Who Won't Hate You, and for all your Alan Thick needs, you can go to alanthick.com. Now, Alan, talk to me about this cruise thing you got going on. This sounds really, really good.
Promotion, and I don't come to you empty-handed today. I'm offering a free, as in no charge, cruise to the Caribbean for everybody who calls in while you're on the air today.
Oh,
anybody,
wow,
who calls this number, I'm giving it out. It's 800-FUN-FUN-4, 800-FUN-FUN-4, that's 386-3864, They'll give you a free cruise to the Bahamas, for crying out loud. It's all part of this, aiming towards this big finale show that I'll be hosting. It's called Caribbean Idol.
Nice.
This is obviously a cousin to American Idol, but this is different. It's karaoke, and it's pretty fun. There's a $100,000 first prize.
Oh, wow.
100 grand first prize. There are 15 sailings every month, so you got a lot of chances. But if you call them at that number, they'll book you your free cruise, and you don't have to compete. They want a hot crowd. They want a good audience, a party audience. And so even if you're not singing, by the way, if there is a Justin Bieber living in your house, by all means, bring them along, because you have to be 21 to sign up, but you could you only have to be 14 to be in the competition. So you can throw your talented kid in the competition if you want. But a lot of fun. 800 FUN4, free Caribbean cruise and a chance to either sing karaoke or just party with the crowd. And you know, this is all part of a relaunch promotion of this fabulous ship called Bahamas Celebration. They got the two-story disco, they got the casino, they got the they have all the family stuff, kids programs while the adults are at one of the two swimming pools or eating pizza 24/7. It's just a lot to do and a lot of fun in the Caribbean for a couple of days.
Absolutely. The number again is 1-800-FUN-FUN-4, or you can also check it out online at cruiseidol.com. That's cruiseidol.com. We're talking to Alan Thicke. Now, again, we were talking about just how busy you are with How I Met Your Mother and the book, and you're doing stuff with the Disney Channel as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little I'm in the Band.
Well, the other thing that makes me heroic at home with a 13-year-old is a Disney Family Channel show called I'm in the Band, going into their second season. Kind of fun. It's the Three Stooges, as if the Three Stooges were in a rock band. And so I play speaking of Caribbean Idol, I play a Simon Cowell-type character.
Nice.
Who's the label owner. Do about 5 episodes starting in January, and brought my kid Carter along, and he got to be an extra on the show.
Nice.
That was a lot of fun for him, so I got to have him on set, as I did years ago on Growing Pains when my other sons, Brennan and Robin, were around and available. We'd drag him over to the studio. So if you watch closely, anybody who likes Robin and his music, if you look closely in some classroom scenes, you'll see about a 12-year-old Robin sitting in the classroom picking up a SAG minimum check.
It's funny because, Alan Thicke, you've been in the business for so long, and you've done so many things, and been a part of one of the best family sitcoms of all time. And now your son, Robin Thicke, he's doing his own thing with the music. And looking at it from your perspective, with the experience that you've had, you got to be a proud papa, watching your son do what he does.
Yeah, it is a tough business to break into, and I'd love to take credit for either teaching him music or giving him a leg up in the business, but he really did it all on his own. The best contribution I made was to say basically, hey, I support whatever you're interested in, and come with me to this concert. And what I did was I would take him to concerts all over town of different people that I liked, and but completely, divergent types of acts. Everybody from Run DMC to Prince to Michael Jackson to the Bee Gees to Gordon Lightfoot to Bruce Springsteen. I mean, he got to see it all with me. And consequently, I think he absorbed a lot of stuff and assimilated it into his own kind of R&B retro soul feel. And exposure was my big gift to him.
Absolutely. So, Alan Thicke, how does it feel knowing that people, have a little brown chicken, brown cow time to your son's music?
Hey, I do it myself. It's a little perverse, It's that's not really my son over there coming out of the subwoofer.
We're talking to America's favorite TV dad, Alan Thicke. If you want to get a free Caribbean cruise, it's 1-800-FUN-FUN-4 and the website cruiseidol.com. I appreciate all the time you've given us this morning. Before you go, it's something we like to do. It's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Alan Thicke, 3 shows that are on your DVR right now.
Gene Simmons Family Jewels, The Event, and Around the Horn.
Favorite toy as a child?
The little red wagon. I had a little red radio flyer.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Diet Coke or Kir Royale.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Gee, now you got me, because you're assuming enough technical expertise that I do that regularly and often. I don't. I would say Forget You, CeeLo.
Nice. Now, remembering you're on the radio, what's your favorite body part of the opposite sex?
I'm going to have to say a medley of three or four. It would be a mashup there.
It would be a mashup. I love it. And what is your favorite toy as an adult?
I would say my 300-square-foot HD television screen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have I mean, are you a big sports guy? Do you have a team?
I'm a sports groupie. I'm go anywhere where guys sweat. And my favorite team would be, since my favorite sport is hockey, and I'm a regionalist, so I would have to say the L.A. Kings.
All right, wonderful. It's Alan Thicke. You know him as Dr. Jason Seaver on Growing Pains. AlanThicke.com is his website, and for the Caribbean Cruise, 1-800-FUN-FUN-4 and CruiseIdol.com. Alan, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, lots of fun. Hello to Syracuse.
I appreciate it. Alan Thicke, everybody. We're going to be right back.